Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-marked top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Details for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer. I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant, wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit! Ladies and gentlemen!
Boys and girls, and those of you without definable gender.
It is now time for the greatest internet radio show ever!
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
And we're having technical difficulties.
Oh, yes, we are. Well, we're not having technical difficulties. I think what happens is people out there that have got the link for the listen link bookmarked, I think what's happening is they changed some servers on Monday,
Yep. Apparently.
So
yeah,
we
changed servers. We're going through a new host. We've gotten rid of the previous hosting service, so that has changed everything. So if you're listening to us, share in the chat room. As a matter of fact, why don't you, the listeners right now, be our advocates. Head over to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. That should take you to the chat server and also still bring up the webcam. If we're running into problems there, let me know. We'll go from there. Yeah, you're already starting off with the booze, aren't you?
I am, I tell you.
You're hitting the painkillers and the booze.
Oh, dude, I'm hitting all kinds of stuff tonight.
Oh, fuck it. Fuck it.
Oh, boy. Is it going to be one of those shows?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Ooh. All right, anybody out there listening, it is Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
With a beer in his hand.
With a beer in hand, a Heineken dark lager. Ooh. I didn't want to get the Guinness night because I'm sure I'll be drinking Guinness later. It's just, you know, I didn't want to fill up on my meal early.
Yeah, exactly.
The only beer you have to chew.
There's a reason I call it mud.
It's a steak in a glass, and you gotta love it.
Turning off your ringer.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Hey, what's going on? Let's see. You're listening to the radio show. We're live. Some of us, or some of you out there, we're not quite live. We're archived. Or you're listening to us through the podcast. Or you're listening to us one of our syndicates that covers us at a different time. We got a lot of shit to cover this week. With a lot of news, a lot of music, a lot of good stuff going on.
Oh yeah.
We also have let's see. Oh, we've got shitty midi this week. A good shitty midi this week too.
And booze.
So mostly the drinking game, I can't drink.
The drinking game for tonight, for those of you playing at home, anytime I say anything offensive or anytime...
Oh, come on, dude.
Anytime...
That is the lamest.
Anytime Trench cops out on anything...
No, that is the lamest.
Here, have a beer.
No, thank you.
See, look at that. Drink, boys.
Drink. You got to go with what... You know, if you're going to do a drink game, you got to do it right. You know, because you're just going to aim to be offensive. It has to be things that you do...
Okay,
fine. Without thinking about...
How about like anytime me? I say cock?
Well, you think about cock a lot, so it's going to be pretty common. Hey, we have we may have RoboDick on the line tonight, don't we?
Oh, Jesus, not again.
I think we have RoboDick because we had listeners last week that we told RoboDick will be...
I'll call him.
No. I'll do it a little later. We'll do it like in the second or third part of the show.
By the way, I did see, speaking of RoboDick, I saw a shirt in the mall and just thought of you.
Uh-oh.
It was passing through, what was that, Hot Cats? They had a...
What the fuck is Hot Cats?
It's a t-shirt store, basically.
Oh, okay.
It's like a less trendy version of Hot Topic. And they had one that's got a Dick Cheney with a shotgun, and it's a great pose. It's like looking down the barrel, and it's like, Cheney's got a gun.
Cheney's got a gun.
Hey!
Everybody run. All right, so let's give out the particulars. We already mentioned the chat room. You go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link, and that'll actually bring up your...
cam and chat.
Your webcam and chat.
Hey, what do you know?
It's pretty spiffy. Also, if you click on, well, if you're a little more technically savvy, you can go to irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks, and that'll actually bring up the LVRocks chat channel right away for you. Also, we have our phone lines there ready to go, so why don't we give that number up right now? It's 1-866-587-6257. And, of course, if you're an invalid or your number 6 is broken, which can be pretty much one and the same, 383-8120, area code 702. How was your week?
It was all right, to tell you the truth. It was after last week, it was nice to have a week finally return to normal. Pulled almost 63 hours last week. So
nice. So you should have, like, fat cash rolling
in. Yep. We did have a little bit of a scare with the hedgehog.
The hedgehog had a scare? What? Yeah. Okay.
Well, my wife and I adopted a hedgehog
from
a friend of ours who basically just wasn't taking care of him, which was evidence today or this week when we saw this. His name is Pokey, and he has never really been in contact with people. They didn't really play with him, take him out. How about anytime I do that, you guys burp or you guys drink? Oh, dude, the mic smells now.
You know.
Oh, so anyway, my wife was playing with him. She picks him up and just plays with him. Doesn't have to worry about...
Thought you said you turned off that fucking ringer.
I did turn it off. Here, hey, it's my ex-wife. Let's get her on the phone here. Yes, hello. Oh, I'm fine. I'm on the air, and how are you? No, it's not bad timing. I am always willing to pick up the phone during the show. What can I do for you?
Do you have a speakerphone? That thing has speakerphone.
Hold on,
right?
Here we go. Now I've got it on speakerphone. Okay, now what was that?
I asked if that was being recorded or something crazy like that.
Oh, now you're actually being broadcast live.
Yes.
Lovely. You've got the ex-wife on the broadcast.
Yes, the ex-wife. What can we do for you?
I was just going to ask an ex-wifely question. That's all. Nothing exciting.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I was just going to ask tomorrow if you could bring our little munchkin to my place and then at the same time possibly show me how to set up my new internet connection.
Sure, will do.
Okay.
Okay.
Just let me know whenever you want
to
do it.
No problem. We'll talk to you tomorrow then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was classic, wasn't it?
Wonderful, wonderful timing.
You know, I did turn the ringer down, too. That's the really funny part. Let me just turn it off here.
Please
so,
do.
Okay, anyway, back to the hedgehog story. So my wife was playing with him, the current wife, not the ex-wife. And she was playing with him, and...
Your current wife was playing with your ex-wife's hedgehog?
No. My current wife was playing with her hedgehog. Anyway, so she's playing with the hedgehog, and...
Was she stroking her hedgehog?
Shut up, dude. She's playing with the hedgehog, and, he's on his back, which is kind of rare, and he stretches out, and she's rubbing his tummy, and he doesn't really let anyone do that. And she notices a little mark on his chin, and it turns out he's got a mite infection.
Ew.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Little bugs on him. Unfortunately, it's fairly common in small creatures like this. It comes mainly from bedding that you buy at pet stores. Unfortunately, they don't sterilize it. So that's why we've stopped using bedding. Actually, we use a cage liner, and he just kind of hangs out in it. So she took him to the vet, and he got an antibiotic shot, and it basically wiped him out for at least a good couple of hours, as far as we knew. Well, the next day, he still really wasn't doing much. In fact, he was kind of laying around like a little spiky dough ball. We wound up having to take him back again this morning, and it turns out he's having an allergic reaction to the antibiotics.
Not good. So you basically knocked your hedgehog out.
Well, we didn't. The vet did. And it was really, it's kind of scary. I mean, we love the little guy. He's awesome. He's pokey. And I do have a picture of him if you want. We'll put that up on the website later so you guys can see Pokey the Pineapple Hedgehog, as my kids call him. And so that was that. The dog thinks he's absolutely hilarious. Loves him. Loves to, they have little meetings of the minds. It's funny. This animal who...
Your dog is rather dumb, though.
He is dumb, and it's funny because he's always trying to, I think if he could pick up the hamster that we have and play with the hamster and not actually eat it, he would. Oh, wow. He just wants to play. He'll sit there sometimes and we'll put...
And not actually eat it. So in other words, you have to sit there and watch the dog play.
No, he would just put it in his mouth and want to play with him.
Ah, okay.
He does it to crickets. He catches them in his mouth, holds them in his mouth, opens his mouth, let them jump out and run around, and he goes and catches them again.
Ew.
Yeah. But Digger, sometimes when Bodhi, he's the dog, he'll sit there, we'll put...
Wait, Digger?
Digger
the hedgehog?
No, Digger the hamster.
Digger's a hamster.
Bodhi the dog. Digger the hamster.
Digger the hamster.
Pokey the hedgehog.
Pokey the hedgehog.
There you go.
Chris the faggot.
And you're an ass. Thank you, boys. That was inappropriate. So we'll put Digger on top of Bodhi's head, and Bodhi will sit there and kind of look up.
And probably the most.
And he knows there's something on his head, and he knows he wants to play with it, but he doesn't want to move because he doesn't want Digger to fall.
Right. Interesting.
So, yeah, I don't know. Have another drink here. Yeah, that was funny. For those of you, if you could hear that, my ex-wife did call. If you did hear that, I'd like to know if you guys could hear the conversation. Go ahead and let us know in the chat room, because that's fucking funny.
I don't know. I mean, your ex-wife calling you, I don't see that as funny ever, really.
Well, she was married, but now she has left the guy she got remarried to. And
nice.
That was the guy she left me for, by the way.
Interesting.
And she has left him and has now moved into her own apartment, like 2 minutes from our house, which is great, because that means I get my son pretty much anytime I want.
Very cool.
But it is her weekend, so I have to take him back tomorrow.
By the way, Virch1 was saying in the chat room, you know, she did that on purpose.
You know, it's been weird. She's been calling me a lot more and more lately.
She's lonely.
I don't give a fuck.
She wants you back.
Her ass has grown to the size of a love seat.
Yeah. Say that again. Oh, sorry. Now I do.
You sure she needs an internet connection?
Yeah.
Apparently she needs something.
I'm sure she does.
She's like,
she needs new cable routed.
Hook me up.
Oh, dude. You say that, and you know what? I think of it in both terms.
Have a drink. All right.
First one's almost gone. So, yeah, I am fairly medicated right now.
I am driving your ass home tonight.
You are.
You puke in my car.
Oh, no, I won't puke.
And I swear to God, you will never make it
home alive. Did Josh ever tell you the story of how he had to come and pick me up at the MGM one night?
No.
Oh, this is fucking great.
So you're going to tell a story about someone else because you have no clue of it.
No, this is picking me up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had gone to the Nitro Grill while it was still open.
The good old WCW Monday Nitro Grill.
Yeah, actually, we started our evening like we usually do at the MGM, getting a couple of hot dogs from the Nathan's Hot Dog stand there, and then going right over to the Fat Tuesdays and grabbing a 190 octane mixed with Pirates and drinking that completely gone before...
So in other words, getting shit-faced.
Oh, no, this was the beginning of getting shit-faced. Before going over to the Nitro Grill, having dinner and having 6 Stinger Splashes. I still don't remember what was in those, but you know what I can do?
Woo!
I can check the... I do... Oh, I love my wife. She has those menus still.
I have my menu.
She has both of mine.
I have the menus. You and I went on the last night.
You, me, and Daryl.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's right. All three of us went. And your wife.
My wife.
All of us went. We were the last people and the last meal served at the Nitro Grill
before they closed it and quit allowing in guests. And the best part was, is we just looked at the waiter and said, can we keep the menus? And he's like, yeah, go ahead.
Shit, man, we could have taken the table at that point.
Yeah, but you know what the funny thing is I remember like a couple months after it closed, there was a roadside sale. You know like those people that park out on the side of the road and sell rugs?
Yeah.
Well, imagine it wasn't rugs, but it was all the furnishings and hardware that was inside the Nitro Grill.
I would have loved to have gotten that stuff.
I saw that. I was on my way to work going, hey, I don't have no money.
So anyway, so I got completely hammered. I was so drunk, I don't remember making it from the Excalibur back to the MGM.
Nice.
All I remember is me sitting in my car and going, oh no, leaning out, puking, having half-chewed bits of hot dog, bun, and it was green from the Midori Sour and the Stinger Splashes, and I called Josh, and he had to come and get me. This is when him and I were roommating together. He had to come and get me and bring my drunk ass home. I had to pull over, I think, probably about a dozen times so I could puke on the way home.
Interesting.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Stitch Fox FM, Mr. Affiliate is in the room. Welcome, sir. Welcome this fine, fine St. Patty's Day.
So let's see. It's St. Patrick's Day. Neither of us are wearing fucking green.
I am. You just can't see it.
Does it really fucking count?
You know what?
Did you just check?
Yeah, I had to make sure I was wearing that underwear still. And I am wearing my Boondock Saint shirt. And since you were Catholic, do you want to read off this shirt?
Yes. Let's see. It says, "And shepherds we shall be for thee, my Lord, for the power hath descended forth from thy hand, that our feet may swiftly carry out thy command. So we shall flow a river forth, and thee, and teeming with souls shall it ever be. In nomine, nomine Patris, God, I hate Latin. In nomine Patris, a fili et spiritus sancti."
Sancti. It's when
you is sancti. Well,
anyway, so yeah, that's my Boondock Saint shirt. Speaking of,
by the way, someone's giving us shit here. Pinch each other, then fags.
Hey,
what? Oh no, a troll in the chat room.
Give me admin rights right now.
You don't kick people. Get your fucking hand down. You're not gonna kick fucking people. Just deal with it, you know.
Fine, then
just
I will do
fucking
this.
Fucking deal with it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
That.
That's fair enough. That's at least something. Oh, fuck. So
and
what
I'm
do you want to do?
Irish as it gets. You know what I want to do? Seriously, I want to listen to some Stephen Lynch. I know you've got it over there on the machine. Can you line it up real quick so we have something to laugh at real quick?
All right, Stephen Lynch.
Stephen Lynch.
What's it called?
And Then She Farted.
And Then She Farted. But I don't know where that is, because I did. Ah, there we are. Shit.
I made love to you all night long. Then I got up to write you a song.
You need to learn to rip.
I watched you
rip
sleep
this.
And I fell in love. You must have been sent from heaven above. Don't think you could never do no wrong. Then you farted. Oh, girl, you farted. First I thought that it was kinda cute. I suppressed a smile when I heard your girly poot. But then the smell came wafting by and brought a little teardrop to my eye. I think that I'll go sleep out on the couch, 'cause you farted. It can make milk curdle, make your skin crawl, make the paint peel off of the wall. Don't want to sleep under them covers no more, since the hot winds blew from out your back door. Baby, it sure has been a gas, but I can't live life for fearing of your ass. So I gathered up my clothes and my old dog Bill, moved back to my house at the top of the hill. Well, oh boy, I guess it's just you and me. Then he farted.
Nothing like a little Stephen Lynch to start the evening off.
There you go.
Wow. So how was your week there, Mr. Trencher?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Are you at a loss for anything?
No,
are you? You're at a complete loss, aren't you?
Nah, I love that song.
Okay. So we're just going to sit here and let you handle this. Take the show somewhere.
All right, I'll take it somewhere bad.
Oh, no. Take it somewhere where people want to go.
All right, fine. Let's talk about the World Baseball Classic.
Okay.
For those of you that haven't been paying attention, the World Baseball Classic has the most convoluted set of rules you've ever seen. They're using the international rules. Same thing, and this is going to be great to see how much more I start slurring here. They're using the international rules, same rules that they use for the World Cup. And
that's hockey, soccer.
Wow. Faggot!
What?
faggot. Look, it's one thing to get the sports confused. It's another when you confuse hockey with soccer.
Let's see. Both fucking are really evolution, fucking long.
Evolution versus devolution.
Well, okay.
Fucking we use our thumbs in this country, goddammit. But the U.S. lost, and we're out of the tournament, which is really kind of funny. The sport that we invented, well, we're no longer participating in. It's great. I think that's absolutely hilarious. I really hope that the final comes down to being Korea versus Dominican Republic. I think that would be absolutely the best. The Japan team, don't get me wrong, is a lot of the Japan team is full of a lot of stars and a lot of solid five tool guys, and that's something that our team was missing. That the U.S. team, mm-hmm. we had okay pitching. And we had decent batting, but if it wasn't a home run or a double, nothing happened.
Right.
We needed some real production. We needed some real run manufacturing. We needed small drink, boys. That was a burp. We needed small ball. We needed technical stuff, and we just didn't have it. And it was kind of interesting. Any of you that did watch the final game last night against Mexico, it was so funny. We got beat by a team that didn't even qualify for the next round themselves.
Nice.
The ball actually, Mexico hit a ball, and it actually did hit the foul pole and was ruled.
Oh, see, now
a,
I heard about this. Now, it hit the foul pole, mm-hmm. and it was ruled a double.
Ground rule double, yeah. Now, even though it should have been a
anytime,
home run.
Yeah, in their own rules, anytime the ball hits the foul pole, it is a home run.
It is a home run. It is so very rare that that happens. And they even held up the ball afterwards, and there was a big yellow paint mark on it from the foul pole.
Gee, I wonder.
So, yeah, that is the way it's going tomorrow. I do believe is Korea and Japan, and then I want to say it's also...
Well, do you have the list of the rules? Because the rules...
Oh, my gosh. You want to... Oh, that list that I sent out, the one of the...
I know you have a copy of those rules. Yeah. Now, these are the official, honest-to-goodness fucking rules.
It's not the rules. This is the... This is the stuff from what it would take for the U.S. team yesterday to win. Let's see if I can find that real quick. Clicky, clicky, clicky. This is where you say something to fill the dead air.
No. I don't feel like it. I'm catching a cold and I've got a killer sore throat.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
All right.
Win. Okay, where are these rules? You don't have them.
They moved them. They moved it. God.
All right, so I guess we're not going to learn about the rules.
What it would have... Okay. The right-hand side on this ESPN page, and it was there. It's moved now, and it's really... I really fucking hate it when ESPN does this shit. They start moving shit around. The U.S. could have advanced yesterday, and it would have taken a couple of things. Either one, they would have had to have won by a score of more than 2-1. They would have had to have tied at 3 apiece as long as they went 9 innings of play, or 2 apiece if they went 12 and 2/3 inning of play as long as it was on the defense.
Wait, okay, so, what?
yeah, exactly. Also,
wait, 2 2/3 of play as long as it was on the defense? That's the fucking way to
no,
get 12.
No, they could have won if it would have tied at 2,
tied
and
at 2.
It would have been, they would have gone more than 12 and 2/3 inning of play, and the U.S. was still on defense.
12 and 2/3 innings of
yes.
play. No.
I know. It's so confusing.
How do you have 2/3? You have a top of the inning, you have a bottom of the inning. Innings
exactly.
are done by halves.
How but
can
then
you
when
have
you break
2/3
it down
by a half?
Well, 2/3 would be 2 outs.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So it was really, really convoluted, really, really complex, and very, very overly complex in most cases.
You know, I wonder if these listeners think we're actually afraid of dead air, because I know our syndicate's here and someone else is like, hey, you know, dead air is awesome. Dead air is excusable.
Okay. Okay, so back to the bear.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, so yeah, the rules were completely blown out of the water. Luckily, we don't have to do this again until 2009.
And hopefully in 2009 they have like simple rules, like American baseball rules. Or if they're going to do this goddamn tournament, they need to do it round robin style.
They need to do it round robin style. Also, it turns out that during the World Baseball Classic, they were not using the Olympic standard for doping.
Oh, and that's why Barry Bonds isn't involved.
You know what else I really love was Barry Bonds saying, "Yeah, I'll play in the second round. It'd be no problem if we advance. I'll play." And then
the manager goes, going, "What the fuck says you're invited?
No, yeah, no, you
who
won't.
Says you're invited?
You know, and I think,
speaking of Barry Bonds, now it's starting to get more and more obvious that he's taken the steroids, he's done the roids, he's done the cream, he's done the shots.
C-League can't go anywhere without getting asked about this. Even in the booth yesterday during for commentary of the Mexico-US game, the guys in the booth are asking him about this. So are you going to start a special investigation to go for this?
Get up and walk out?
No, he said, well, you know, we're thinking about it. We're looking into it.
Thinking about it. Looking into it. You know what that means?
They're not going to do anything.
I ain't doing shit.
They're
going
to protect
C-League.
Barry. And if they're smart, they will ask Barry to retire.
Dude, our listeners are like, I want to see you guys finish off the show like this.
Fuck
dead
you,
fucking
Shazad.
Air? No.
Fuck you, motherfucker. I'm not going to spend
Christ,
the
entire... No.
Look, I got a
we actually like doing
here.
What we do here. We
Dude,
have to
I
do off the radio
love
show.
This.
And we got to keep talking. So then we have dead air. Fuck.
I had to take a sip of something. Hey, I got an idea. You want to see
something? Oh, yeah. Okay, look, see. Our affiliate sits there and filled the dead air with Sweeper. Don't fill our... Okay, look.
Oh, you ass.
You let... Oh, see, that's the worst thing you could have done. Because let me just do this. Let me just...
Uh-oh.
I know for a fact. And that... Oh, I'm pissed. I'm really pissed off now.
Did you fart? Because it smells like you did.
No, fuck you. Shut the fuck up and actually be topical and fucking entertaining. Because I'm goddamn pissed, all right? Now
Maybe
listen
I did
to me.
Fart.
God damn it. Uh-oh. Under my own syndicate, Spank Wagon Radio. I think I even put in there, blah, 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 all rights reserved, blah, 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 reside in opinion, na, 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 na. Okay. Syndicate stations are allowed the right to add market-specific marketing. Love that redundancy. So long as in doing so, it is done during the show's original break times. In other words, when SWR, Spank Wagon Radio, is at break, you may add in any ads as you see fit.
Trench.
But only
Trencher.
For the original break period.
Trencher.
God
Trencher.
Damn it,
Trencher.
I can't stand
Trencher.
It. People
Trencher.
Editing my goddamn
Trencher.
Show. Yes.
It's St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
Let's just go ahead and let it go. Hey, you know what the difference between St. Patty's Day and Martin Luther King Day is?
Black or green?
On St. Patty's Day, everyone wants to be Irish.
Oh, Jesus.
Drink, boys. That was inappropriate.
I like that one. That was a good one.
I think, who's it, Stitch in there? Stitch will never do it again.
I don't think he will.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Shazad, don't worry. I got him tempered down. You want to talk about some news? It looks like you got some paperwork.
I got news, but we'll cover that in a little bit. Actually, it looks like it's time for our first break. We finally struggled.
Ooh, what are you going to play? What are you going to play?
Well,
wait, before. Oh, shit. Is
what?
It on mine?
What do you
we'll do it later. The Rush Limbaugh song.
Well, actually, because one of our listeners last week was Blue Buddha, I actually pulled that one.
Oh, dude. Oh, God. Boys, for those of you that weren't paying attention.
Oh, God.
Holy
Tits.
Shit. She Tits. Was fucking. You guys, didn't see, the photo we did. She sent us one. Oh, my gosh. This girl is fucking smoking.
Yeah. Wonderful big tits. Gotta
dude,
love
Juke,
tits.
Juke, she's one of your listeners out there. I know you're not in the room. I know you'll be listening to it later. But holy hell. That girl's fucking hot.
Yeah, tits.
Fucking smoking.
All right.
Oh, my God. I know she's listening. Sweetie, please, whatever I need, I will drink your bathwater.
All right.
God, I wouldn't give to glaze those tits like a fucking donut. Oh, my God.
Oh my God. All right.
So, anyway.
What we're going to do is we're going to go to
God, dude, she was so hot. You guys don't even know it was like this weird fishnet thing that the nipples were coming right through. Oh, my God. It was fucking great.
All right.
Instant
stop,
hard
stop.
On.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, reach over here, big boy.
I'm not going to reach over to fucking
you. I can't
you.
Quit you.
I'm not going to reach over to fucking you. All right. Hey, let's go to a break.
Maybe I should drink.
Yeah. alone. Congratulations to you. Walk.
Yeah.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm the increasingly inebriated Murphy.
Oh, great. You're going to puke on the side of my car. Noticing something here. During the break, you know, you were using your Gmail.
Yeah, I was.
Are we staying with Gmail?
I'm going to stay with Gmail because I don't have to worry about the government subpoenaing me for shit.
Well, first off, for anybody who doesn't know this, the government has been just going after Google for all of their search records.
Yep, going after
also,
anything they can get.
Google just admitted today that when you hit the delete forever in your Gmail, it actually does not delete forever.
No, it stays around perpetually on their servers. Now, the government has subpoenaed all of that information now for a specific email account. For a case that they're working on, and a federal judge said that they have to do it. I mean, this is kind of scary. Not only is our email not being deleted, but it's also not doing its thing. Google's given up the email when it needs to be given up.
You know, and there goes our privacy. Spankwagon Radio, you were on the air.
Yes. This is one of the affiliates that aired the sweeper.
Uh-oh.
In the middle of the dead air.
Oh, why'd you do it, man?
Well, I mean, I couldn't help it. And plus, you know, how Sam and all these little doohickeys act up. They decide that if there's any smidgen of dead air, it airs a stupid sweeper.
Wait a minute.
What?
Yeah. We're running AV Air.
Okay.
And the actual program that we have, that sweeper, whatever it does, if anything, it's an automatic kick. What it does is it automatically switches over to a sweeper, and it goes right back to that program. I couldn't help it.
So based upon being any dead air, so in other words, it's to protect you if there's, you know, some sort of mic failure or audio failure coming out of your regular output.
Basically.
Oh. Okay, and it couldn't actually hear any of the other stupid stuff we were doing?
Yeah, if it hears any type of audio, it's actually set up to where if it's hearing any audio, it will actually kick on and go, okay, you got audio. Back up now.
Okay, so how sensitive is that audio?
It's pretty sensitive. I got you pegged.
Huh. Okay. All right. So
I mean, half of my listeners called me up and said, Why did you run a sweeper? I said, my God, get a freaking life. Just leave me alone.
Wait. You're telling me that you want your listeners to get a life? Do you realize if they get a life, they're not going to be on the computer? If they're not going to be on the goddamn computer, we're shit out of luck.
I know.
Why don't you like your listeners?
I love my listeners.
But you just told them to get a life. Next thing you want to do is have them move out of the house.
You know what?
What?
I've had enough beer where I can say, I think he's fucking lying to us.
I don't think so. I am.
See? He's fucking lying. He fucking did it on purpose. No, dude. You saw we have the fucking rules and regulations for fucking affiliates up there.
Oh, here we go.
And you decided that you were going to fucking run your fucking promo shit in the middle of us doing a bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is slightly inebriated. Please disregard everything he says. Not like you normally do.
Well, beyond slightly. No, dude, no. So why the fuck would you...
Whoa, look at that. I hit that button again. This is kind of nice.
Why would you do that, dude?
I don't know.
This is Stitch, right?
Stitch.
Stitch?
Yeah. Yeah. Blue, short,
dude. He's
four
got
arms.
How? But
yeah,
dude. Right. Why would you fucking do that, man? That's a dick move if I've ever seen one.
No, I know. I'm a little bit inebriated.
How much is a little? And what are you drinking?
I'm actually on my 15th Miller Lite.
Whoa!
Wait, it's Miller Lite.
So hold on, I'm
right now working on the Guinness. So
I got it.
He's chewing his beer. I'll give him proof on that.
Okay, but he's chewing his beer. So 15 Miller Lites. You do the math. That's about 3 beer. Okay, so we're on 3 beers and a Guinness.
Pretty much.
Okay, dude, we love you.
Stitch
Fox FM.
Stitch, do you have any Baileys and Jameson around?
Actually, I do.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. You got a pint glass handy?
Right now, yeah.
Get a pint glass. Do you have about a half pint of Guinness
there? No, do it right now. Do it right now as we're talking.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You got your pint glass. How full is it?
About half.
Okay, go grab a shot glass and get that Jameson and the Baileys. Bring it back.
All right.
Boys and girls, we're going to have a little mixology on the air here. This is how we're going to make things right with this. This is how we're going to make it right.
Okay, this will make it right. I can go for that. Ugh. Hey, while we're waiting for him so we don't have dead air so we can kick on his fictional deal.
Okay, wait. Okay, so you've got it. This is what I want you to do. Take that shot glass, put it about half full of Baileys, and then put the rest Jameson.
Got it.
Got it? Now, what you're going to do is take that pint glass, okay? You're going to tilt it at about a 45-degree angle. Take the shot glass, put it just inside the lip. You're going to drop the shot glass, and you're going to slam it all back. This is called an Irish car bomb.
Jazette in the chat room already called it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, and ready? Speaking of people who don't know timing, hang on.
Unreal. And he answers it. That's Hello! The part. He answers
it. I know you're there.
So how do you like your car bomb?
Oh, man. Love it.
Love it. So there you go.
Gorilla, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Gorilla, guys, this is Gorilla calling me on my phone. Gorilla, can I call you back in a couple minutes?
Sure. All right,
we'll call you back. Thanks, man.
Interesting.
That's my boy Gorilla.
That's your boy what?
Gorilla.
No, okay.
Don't fuck with him. He will tear your arm off and beat you with it.
Thank you, Murphy, the mixology.
Stitch,
yeah.
Have yourself a few more of those and you'll be good to go.
All right, and just so you know, I would funnel a Guinness just to make things right.
That's dedication
right there. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right. All is well. He did himself a car bomb. Hey, and there you go.
All right.
Someone's saying now we need to do a truck bomb. All right. Thank you, Stitch. You have a great night.
Hey, let's call.
All right, y'all. Thanks a lot, y'all.
Thanks, Stitch.
Later.
Let's call let's call Gorilla real quick since he decided he would call me on the air.
All right. You hit this button and you dial. Number. Yes, good. Number.
Look, I got to look at my phone and... God damn it, I thought I turned that ring off, too.
You didn't do it right, son.
Ugh.
Do I have to dial that area code?
Well, no, you shouldn't. It's a freaking local call. Okay. There we go.
There we go.
Hello?
Gorilla!
What's up, bro?
What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Limping around, how are you?
Guys, this is my boy Gorilla. He is he's my personal security whenever I go out in public. He's live on the air right now with LV Rocks and Spankwagon Radio. Trench, I think you may have met Gorilla over at my house. He was there last time you were there.
Okay.
Him and his wife sat quietly on the couch.
Oh, okay, while the rest of us stood quietly in the kitchen.
So now here's the funny part. Gorilla, why don't you tell everyone why you're limping around?
I decided to take a metal plate about 60 pounds and smash it into my leg.
Wonderful. And what new sport is this?
This is plate tossing, redneck game.
Ah, I get it.
Wait. This is not the first time you sustained an injury in the last couple weeks, is it?
No, sir.
Well, you tell the other story. Yeah, I'm going to make you tell it. Tell the other story.
I was knocking in T-post and decided to take a rebar hammer and smack myself in the head with it.
What?
Knocked him out. Cold.
Where?
Out in the middle of a desert, building a fence.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, out there by Laughlin. He smacks himself in the head with this thing.
Oh, how many
knocks him out cold.
Nice.
Yeah, I put my head down too close to the hammer and whacked it.
Very nice.
How you doing, Gorilla?
Doing good. So what's Vegas doing tonight for Irish Day?
For Irish Day? Well, I'm already drinking some Heineken Darks. What do you got going on?
No clue. Just trying to find a place to get drunk.
Trying to find a place to get drunk. Well, there's always Casa de Murphy. I tell you what, if you want to go somewhere after this? After I get out of the show?
Yep.
Can you drive right now?
Can I drive? Yeah. I'm still sober.
No, I mean physically, can you drive?
Oh, yeah.
When he says he's gimping around, he's not kidding. He's on crutches.
Nice.
He's on crutches right now. I saw him this afternoon. I tell you what, you want to meet me at the Buffalo Wild Wings by our place over there on... you want to meet over there tonight after the show?
Sure, we can meet you there.
All right, so, sir, if you would kindly drop me off there.
Yep, I can do
that. It's right by the house. Guys, anyone that wants to come party, that's going to be the Buffalo Wild Wings over off of, what is that, Durango?
Yeah,
off of Durango. We'll be sitting there. Myself and Gorilla will be there. Look for the guy with the crutches and look for me in my Boondock Saints shirt. We'll be chilling.
Spankwagon Radio rocks.
Very well
done. Dude, got to love that. Got to get that in us. Say it one more time.
Spankwagon Radio rocks.
Thank you, Gorilla.
Thank you very much.
I'll call you on the next break, all right, bro?
Later, bro.
Later, man.
Well, it's nice to know you're setting up your dates on the air now.
Yeah, well, you know, Gorilla's my boy. I've known this guy forever and a fucking day. And when I say his name is Gorilla, you've seen him.
He's a big guy.
He's a big fucking dude.
I wouldn't fuck with him.
fuck no.
A hammer may fuck with him, but I wouldn't fuck with him. A 65-pound steel plate may fuck with him. I wouldn't fuck with
him. Here's the thing he didn't say. How he managed to hit himself in the head with that hammer was he was banging on the rebar, and it hit the rebar and came right back up and smacked him dead the forehead.
All
right,
ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in the show for you to play...
Shitty Mitty!
And we've got a doozy. I mean, a doozy of a shitty mitty today.
I don't even want to see it because I don't even know what it is yet.
Don't, you don't want to see this because it's a good one. It is a really fucking good one.
For those of you playing the home game, it's time to drink.
It's time to drink. This is going to be one of those ones where you're going to go, oh. So don't. Now, you're not even looking at my screen.
I'm not looking at your screen. And right now, all right. I'll take the glasses off. There's no way I can see what's on your screen now. I'm number one.
Okay, he can see a little bit. So what we're going to do is we are going to play this week's Shitty Mitty. Everybody in the chat room, here's how you play. You have to guess what song this is based upon the Mitty. The winner will get the jack shit prize or award of the week. Now, what we're looking for is people to call in and be brave by calling 1-866-587-6257. If you give us a call and play, we guarantee a decent jack shit prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so let's go ahead.
Whee!
Shut up. Long freaking intro again. You got this one. And he calls 1-866-587-6257.
This is really bad.
And it is a real, real fucking MIDI.
That is really bad, too.
Any takers?
Drum's not too bad in that one,
no. No, it isn't. 1-866-587-6257. Figure this shit out and put us out of our misery.
You know, from now on, we should literally just play the song, loop it over and over till someone calls in.
Shit, some shows we'd never do anything else.
Well, Stitch, if you know, call, bro. Call.
Hey, you get the call.
Anybody. Put us out of this, please.
All right, so what I'm going to do...
Diva says she doesn't have a clue, but she will be kicking herself in the teeth after this.
Oh, you're
going to
kick yourself in the fucking ass. I'm going to play that intro again. The intro is
it. The intro is the defining moment.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Spankwagon Radio.
I decided to call you back.
Oh!
Hello,
it's
hello,
Stitch.
Okay, Stitch, what is it?
It's Queen, Rulers of the World.
Oh, you are
so
close.
You're close, dude. Oh. You're close, but that is not the name of the song.
Oh, that's not the name.
Not the name of the song. But you are on the right track. Boys and girls, this is your chance. Stitch fucked the monkey on this one, so it's your chance to call in and be correct.
Heroes of the what?
Heroes of the Universe is what Vert has. Stitch is right. It is Queen.
It
is
Queen.
From Highlander. You have all the information you need.
This is like unbelievably bad.
Somebody, anybody,
we
please.
We have enough internet nerds out there. They should be gobbling this shit up. I mean, are our listeners just standing in their little bedrooms out in their basements dancing in their fucking underwear? That's all they're doing. They're not calling. Wow, Queen rules Stitch. Of the world. No.
It is Queen, and you are very close, Stitch. If you can get the right title, call back in. Let's do it. Let's just keep replaying this till someone gets it.
Let me get back to the intro. Back to the intro. So, there's the word. That part right there.
That is it. That's the hook.
This is the title. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
I don't suppose that is I Am Immortal.
No!
Oh, Bert, you're letting me down,
Bert,
buddy.
Bad,
wrong
Bert.
Title, wrong title. You're very close, but not quite.
Anybody? Anybody?
I Am Immortal is a line from the song, but is not the name of the song.
Okay, call us 1-866.
I tell you what, if no one calls by the time I finish
shut
this.
Shut up! 1-866-587-6257.
Damn, I got the smack laid down on me there.
Come on, somebody's got to know this. I'm going to be very disappointed if no one gets this in the next, I don't know, minute. The chat room has it. The chat room has it. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the Shitty Mitty. And she wins the Jack Shit Prizer Award. Actually, I like Digital Steve. I can't give her the Jack Shit Prizer Award.
Can I give it to her?
Sure. That's the sound of you cleaning Murphy's gums with your tongue.
That wasn't my gums.
Ew.
Oh, wait. We got a call. Let's see who can be late.
Oh, okay.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yes, is it Princes of the Universe?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
This is Jizzad. What's up?
Hey, how's it going there, Jizzad? Hey, wait a minute.
Jizzad, there's only...
Wait, that voice sounds familiar. Did you call in a few times last week?
Last week? No.
Oh, okay.
Is Jizzad Rufus?
That's what I was thinking.
Jizzad, you haven't put pictures of your cock in the... chat room.
No.
No, I don't think Chazad would do that. Chazad's much more on the level than Chazad, that.
Chazad, you are correct. There's only one problem. You're late.
You're late. Digital Diva beat you to it.
Yeah, I saw that as it was dialing. I was like, fuck it.
But hey, thanks. Dude, how you doing? Haven't seen you or heard from you in a while.
Well, not bad.
Good.
How'd the operation go?
I kind of keep forgetting the show's on.
Do you at least get the podcast?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Chazad, how'd the operation go?
It was successful.
All right, so Chazad is now a woman. Rock on.
No, it was the other way around.
You're a woman, now you're a man?
Girl.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Mm.
So what they used in this place? I mean,
you'll be a peanut.
So what did they put in? I have to shut him up. He's been drinking, and this is worse than hosting with Claude.
It's top secret. I can't talk about it.
Oh, it's top secret, yes. It's because it's a baby's forearm.
Ooh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Shit, how'd you guess?
Oh, I'm like that. Thanks for calling, Jizzad.
All right, later.
Bye. Wait. Hold on just a second. Just 1 minute. We've got a Spankwagon Radio first. We've got a faggot alert. That's right, boys. We've got a faggot alert. We've got a faggot in the chat room. Faggot in the chat room. Pierre, unless you're a UFC fighter, you are a faggot with that
name. Wait. You can't say that shit about our listeners. That's not nice.
You know what? I don't have to say that shit. Get him on the phone.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to cut to music, and we're going to let you listen to the actual real song of this week's Shitty Mitty. And what we're going to do while we're doing this is we're going to get our favorite friend, RoboDick, on the line. So you can ask RoboDick questions in a little bit by calling in to our line, 1-866-587-6257.
And guys, it doesn't have to be political questions only. RoboDick is
RoboDick
a good
wants to answer everything.
Anything.
He's kind of tired of politics, at least what happened 2 weeks ago when we talked to him.
Yeah.
So we'll find out. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
There's your title.
Here we belong, fighting to survive.
People say you've had your day. I'm a man that will go far, fly the moon and reach for the stars. With my sword and head held high, gotta bust the dust. First time, yeah. I know that people talk about me, I hear it every day, but I can prove it wrong, cause I'm right. First time, yeah, yeah. All right, let's go, let's go. Ha ha. Yeah. Watch this man fly.
On the ones and twos, through a window in a well-lit room, become a recluse, and I blame myself, cause I make things hard and you're just trying to help. And when I wake up, you're the first to call. This is one more late night basement song, and I'm so sore, my voice is gone to hell. This is one more sleepless night, because we myself, cause I make things hard and you were trying to help. I got no gas, wasn't out my gears. This is one more day on the verge of tears. And now my head hurts, and my health is a joke. And now I gotta stop, cause the headphones broke. We don't believe in filler, baby. But could I sit this out?
Right, ladies and gentlemen. You're back with Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Robodick.
And I got Robodick on our special Skype line. So how you doing, Robodick?
I've been better, to tell you the truth.
Okay, all right.
It's been a hard week for us.
Yeah, well, what's been going on in your week there, Robodick? Oh, by the way, everybody, this is Robodick Cheney. I almost had some theme music for you. I should, you know, maybe load that up.
It would be nice. It would make me feel like you actually cared and you were an American.
Well, I don't know about the actually care part, but let me see if I have.
I've had an interesting week, to tell you. It's been ups and downs. We've had a couple of items here and there. I think the whole Dubai port deal was a bit of a fiasco. We could have had better outturn for that.
Well, I believe that the Dubai port fiasco was because, you know, it's plain and simple. In my political belief, it was racism, you know, pure and simple.
Well, I can understand where the American public is coming from. It's not necessarily racism as much as it is wanting security. We, on the other hand, believe that money is money, and that makes all the difference. So if you wanted to actually, what are you doing? Oh, I had a Secret Service agent coming here and taking all my ammo. If I actually wanted to make money, I wouldn't have gotten into politics. What, you don't think that's funny?
You know, it goes without reason. But anyhow, here's what's going on, folks. Since we have him on the Skype line, we are requesting you guys to call in and ask a question. Any question you can think of to RoboDick. And what he will do is answer your question. So give us a call, 1-866-587-6257. The phone lines are completely open for anyone to call up and discuss things with RoboDick. So let's see. Murphy, do you have a question for RoboDick?
I do, actually. I'd like to ask RoboDick, there's this girl who I've been hanging out with a little bit lately, and some people feel it might be inappropriate, and I feel it isn't. I think we're just friends. But RoboDick, how far do you think I can go with this girl before it becomes inappropriate? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, it all depends if you are carrying a shotgun or not. No. No, okay. Why don't you ask Kennedy what he thinks about taking a spare girl out with him? Anything you do with this girl outside of your own relationship is appropriate until you start doing things outside of your relationship to be with someone who's not in your relationship. Oh, fuck it. Just take her hunting, okay? Just fucking take her hunting and get it over with.
Nice.
Jesus, Dick.
Okay. I'm a little confused as to what's going on there, RoboDick. So what you're saying basically is fuck relationships, just kill them.
Pretty much, yeah. Anytime you have anyone with you that you just need to quiet, silence, or that may be giving grand jury testimony against you in the upcoming weeks, yeah, you can pretty much just kill him.
Really? That's your answer?
Yeah, that's my answer. Just kill him. Fuck it.
You know, you are the robotic vice president of the United States of America.
You know, I don't like that term robotic as much. I think a synthetic human works out to be much...
Synthetic... We're having
some difficulties on the line. I apologize for having to bounce this through NORAD and 4 different Star Wars satellites. I apologize for any inconsistencies in my voice.
Well, I'm sure we'll figure it out. It's technology. It's the modern America. We don't have anybody calling. No one.
I don't understand why people aren't calling in to talk to me. I am the Vice President of the United States, and I'm more than willing to give out any information that you'd like, unless, of course, it is classified, and then I'll declassify it as long as it, puts the life of a CIA agent in jeopardy.
Interesting. Okay, so what we're looking for is someone to call up and ask a question, any question, of our very, very, very nice guest, Skype line guest, RoboDick Cheney.
So, Trencher, you and I haven't talked in a while. How are you doing?
You know, I cannot complain. I think everything's going really well on my side of the world.
You know, I heard your co-host there, Murphy, speaking earlier about a T-shirt he saw for you. I do find that offensive. What do you think of it?
Well, I think it's perfectly acceptable. Covering my...
Secret Service agents.
being covered under the First Amendment like I am, it is perfectly and totally...
You do realize I wipe my ass with the First Amendment, correct?
I realize you wipe your ass with the Constitution, gleefully wipe your ass with the Constitution.
We actually have copies of it in the White House bathrooms that we use for toilet paper.
I have a... You know what? And I have a copy with me right now.
You know, one of the really funny things is George got the actual one, and he wrote down on it the other day, as far as all of the rights go, except for faggots and Jews. That was pretty funny. He had a good laugh at that. He's such a funny little monkey sometimes.
Interesting. Okay, well, it looks like no one really wants to talk to you there, Robert.
Well, they're all un-American, and they are terrorist sympathizers. It's just a simple fact. Let's see, you've got that, what is that, chat room thing going there?
Yeah, I got the chat room thing going.
If any of those terrorist sympathizers have anything to ask that they'd like to know.
All right, let me ask the chat room. If any of our chat room listeners, not terrorist sympathizers...
Potato, potato.
Okay, well... Whatever there, RoboDick. Basically, here's what's going on. If you have a question for RoboDick, throw it in the chat room. We don't care. Basically, anything you want to know, RoboDick Cheney can answer for you. You can either call at 1-866-587-6257.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. Or you can go ahead and, you know, put it in a jar.
This guy freaks me out. I'm not going to fucking tell you. I'm getting as far back away from the microphone as I can because I swear to God, I can feel his beady little eyes coming through the phone looking at me.
Well, I think I'm going to fuck with the radio.
Why do you have to mess with the line support?
Well, I'm trying to clear up your line because your line sounds like shit today.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we have to bounce it through secure connection so I can get in contact with your listeners.
Why? Why? You're on Skype. You should be just using a computer. You do know what a computer is, don't you, RoboDick?
I know what a computer is, and if you actually think that for 1 second we can't track a Skype phone call from one house, across nations, then you are sorely mistaken.
Oh, come on. You could barely keep track of what's going on in your own organization. What makes you think you can actually trace this phone call?
Would you like to know who called you at 3:30 in the morning last night?
Well, that was you. But that's not this number. How'd you get that number?
I'm the vice fucking president, you moron.
All right. So, RoboDick, Carrier Bush. This is from the chat room, Stitch Fox FM.
Well, it all depends upon the situation. Little George is fun to have around. We like him. He makes most of us laugh.
Can I ask a question? Okay, you keep calling him Little George and Little Georgie and all this stuff. Dude, he's an adult. Don't you think you need to show him just a tad bit of respect?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I guess I am.
We don't show him any respect. He's a fucking chimp in a suit, for Christ's sake. The only reason we keep him around is because he says the lines that makes the media happy. He comes up with his little lines. What was that? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, Kate. You can't fool me again. Come on, do you honestly think that's an act? We plug the teleprompter with that shit for him. It's fucking hilarious. We flood the teleprompter. We make him think he's an idiot. We actually have that chick from Wendy.com doing hypnosis tapes. We plug into his pillow in the middle of the night. We totally fuck with his vocabulary. It is absolutely hilarious.
Okay.
As far as the question before goes, Carrier Bush, here's the problem we had with Mr. Kerry. Well, one, he's a Democrat. Sorry. Democrat presidents make me laugh. The second problem we had is that his practices really wouldn't be conducive to our partners and friends in the business world, specifically the other ketchup companies. We had a lot of endorsements, a lot of money coming from the guys at a couple of the other, Del Monte, for example, a couple of the other ketchup companies. And quite frankly, we weren't ready to give up the lucrative contracts that we've got supplying ketchup to the rest of the, to the troops, for example. Do you realize that we made $47.8 billion on ketchup packets last month?
Wait, so you're sending ketchup packets over to, is this sort of like the, Ketchup is a vegetable campaign that Reagan ran in the 80s with
exactly.
School lunches?
Ketchup is a vegetable, and we do serve it to the troops, and we do have to give them their daily allotted vegetables, and like I said, we made quite a pretty penny last month.
Okay, RoboDick, we have a caller on the air. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Why is it that RoboDick talks and when Murphy doesn't, and Murphy can't talk when RoboDick talks?
Because Murphy is fucking terrified of this guy. You don't even understand. He's fucking Dick Cheney. You guys, this is the Prince of fucking Darkness.
That's pretty harsh words, man. He's
the Prince of fucking Darkness, and he scares the piss out of me, and it totally... Oh, shit, there
problem?
He is.
What is your goddamn
Look, Dick,
problem?
I'm sorry. Dick, I'm sorry, please.
You say you're afraid of me. You should be afraid of me.
Oh, fuck, I'm going in the corner.
Fuck it, get him away! Get him away!
All right, wait. We cool? Okay, no, so do you have a...
fucking scares
Claude,
me, man.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, thanks for calling there, Claude.
Yeah,
Claude,
right.
I think we just proved your point there, by the way. Well, Murphy and I were arguing on the phone, and he was whimpering like a little coward.
Pretty much. I agree he was...
He scares me, man.
He whimpering.
He fucking scares me, dude.
He was whimpering
dude,
quite a bit.
Dude, okay. He's Dick Cheney. The guy has orchestrated the deaths of millions of... Oh, he hung up. Oh, dude, that's not right.
So he's sitting here.
Oh, God.
He's sitting here, and he's going, you know, Murphy and whatnot, always talking at the same time.
I just... think he's a pussy then. If he hung up on you, he's a fucking pussy.
Yeah, I can kind of sort of agree that.
Dick, please don't get on the phone again with me. Dude, you and I have an agreement. I go hide in the corner, you can come on the air and talk. I mean it. Oh God, that was foul. Guys, drink, that was foul, but ugh.
Did you get a little back burp there?
Yeah, I think I can see him on the phone. I mean, I think I heard him there fall down.
Uh-huh. Okay, why are you saying... I know we have the webcam on, but we don't have it on us.
No reason.
Okay. So, and no one has any actual legitimate questions for Robodick. I think we've exhausted your potential here on Spankwagon Radio.
That's fucked.
I agree, but it's not up to me. It's up to the listeners.
Hey, and you guys want to go hunting?
Nope. No, we can't take him hunting. So we're going to go ahead clear out Robodick.
Service is telling me that I've got to go ahead and get off the line. Apparently, there are some Al Qaeda operatives listening in. So you guys have your.
Well, you got to go to a Jack in the Box.
That's not funny.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's what it is. You got to go get your fucking taquitos at 7-Eleven. That's your fucking Al Qaeda operatives right there. Isn't it?
I think we're going to have to officially list you as a terrorist sympathizer.
All right, well.
The Secret Service tell me I've got to get off the line. So
wait. How can I be a terrorist sympathizer if the simple fact is that you're on the phone with me?
You're a terrorist sympathizer because I say you're a terrorist sympathizer.
Well, then you're a terrorist because I'm sympathizing with you now, Mr. Cheney. I am now sympathizing with you, Robo Dick Cheney.
I've got information that I can't turn over to the 9/11 Commission because it's sensitive and more sensitive than what they can see that shows that you, Mr. Trencher, are in fact a terrorist sympathizer. Now, the guys from...
Look at that. It works for Murphy. It works for Robo Dick. We dropped the line.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
I'm coming back in. That guy scares the fucking piss out of me, man.
Well, you know, you do what you gotta do.
Holy shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And it's now time for, well, yet another pre-programmed and pre-laid out bit that will still fuck up. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spankwagon Radio where we honor our dead celebrities of the week.
I love when you get that high-pitched part in your voice that cracks me up.
This week's dead celebrity, former game show host Peter Tomarkin, killed in a plane crash. Peter Tomarkin was known as the host for the hit 80s show Press Your Luck, which contestants often shouted the slogan, big box, no whammy, no whammy. He left the world. Who writes it like this? He left the world Monday as a humanitarian.
I'm sorry. This is great. Alex, I'll take crashing into the ocean for 400, please.
Who is a competitor of mine who's now dead. No. Peter Tomarkin. I love the copy, though. He left the world Monday as a humanitarian, trying to provide free flight for someone in need of medical help. Tomarkin, 63, and his wife, Kathleen Abigail Tomarkin, because we had to know her middle name.
No whammies, no whammies, no landing gear!
No landing gear, no landing gear! They were killed when their small plane crashed in Santa Monica Bay shortly after takeoff on a charity flight. Their bodies were pulled from the water and identified by the L.A. County Coroner's Office. The aircraft, appearing largely intact, was later towed onto the beach, like a whale. A terrific friend and a great human being. This is evidenced by his last act. His friend, Marty Nisilik, told the
Mr. Mixoplexic there, huh?
Yeah, basically. The beach A-36 went down around 9:35 a.m. while apparently trying to return to Santa Monica Airport because of engine trouble. So this week's dead celebrity of the week is a game show host that was only popular in the 80s, Peter Tomarkin.
No whammies, no whammies, and oh my god, that's the ocean!
No whammies, no whammies. Ah! All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. Should we just go on to another bit?
Let's do some news, man.
News? Oh, fuck, I didn't load the news.
Oh.
Stole you, Mr. Unprepared.
I gotta tell you guys, I have had a fucking hilarious time tonight, and for those of you that are in Vegas, please stop by tonight at the Buffalo Wild Wings. I'll probably be there about 9:30, maybe even close to 10 o'clock. I'll be there with Gorilla. You can't miss him. He's a big guy with a fucking pair of crutches. We'll be there tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings off of Durango and 95. That
That's right, guys. It's time for Spank Wagon News.
Do you have the rim shot loaded?
No, I can't.
Oh, that's right.
I can try.
No.
You want me to try?
This week in Spank Wagon News, Miss Deaf Texas struck by a train.
Oh, God.
And killed in Austin, Tara Rose McAvoy. The reigning Miss Deaf Texas died Monday afternoon after being stuck by a train.
Stuck by a train?
Struck by a train. Basically, wasn't heard. State pageant director Laura Loeb Hill. What is it with everybody having the three fucking names today? Fuck, is everybody out to assassinate a president? Because only president... Oh, I'm pissed off.
Assassins and serial killers. You want to see if it works?
Let's try it. So basically, as I was saying, Miss Def... Ooh, God, that line sounds noisy. Did she hear that?
Oh, boy.
All right.
Can you hear me now? Good. Can you hear me now? Good.
Train! Shit!
Can you hear me now?
She graduated last year from the Texas School of the Deaf. She was really down with it.
Oh, my God.
All right. Massive oil spill in Alaska. The BBC News is reporting up to 1 million liters.
1 million liters.
Of crude oil is leaked from a pipeline in the Prideaux Bay oil field. Although not as large as the Exxon Valdez oil spill in 1989, it is thought to be the largest spill on record affecting the Alaska North Slope. Yes, because we really keep loving ruining our pristine nature by oil. Oh, and if you want to drill there, too late. Someone beat you to it. They just hit the pipe early.
Take it in the pipe?
Take it in the pipe.
Hey, I got one for you.
Okay.
Man severs his own penis.
Peebus?
His own penis and throws it at police officers. Before cops threw the book at him, Jacob Fick threw something unusual at them, his cock.
I can't break you, but I could sure wiggle it in your direction.
Fick, 33, caught up his own penis during a Northwest Side rampage Wednesday morning. When confronted by police, Fick hurled several knives and his severed organ at the officers.
John Wayne Bobbitt seen on the corner going, hey, dude, I know what you're going through. Can I borrow that?
I give you that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, so anyway, he sliced off his own cock and threw it at police. How's that for funny?
That's great. Man killed in the third fatal shooting at a Southern California Denny's this week. A gunman opened fire Friday at Denny's restaurant, killing one man and seriously wounding another, police said. It was a third fatal shooting at the restaurant chain in Southern California this week. If you want to eat at Denny's, get the flapjacks. They go through you quick, and so do the bullets.
Oh, my God. That was so inappropriate. Guys, drink for that. That wasn't even me.
My question is, though, is like, you know, is it a fucking manager of an IHOP that's going around shooting people at Denny's?
Oh, my God.
The shooting happened right after a fight between two large groups inside the restaurant. Yes, they were the blueberry pancakes and the French toast lovers.
I'll take the Grand Slam bullet breakfast, please.
Oh, my God. They're Rudy Trudy fresh and full of holes. One victim re-entered the restaurant after being shot and died inside. He figured, hey, I might as well go with the worst food ever. The gunman was being sought by the authorities. He left with the pancakes.
He died inside, much like this bit. I got one
much
for
like
you.
Much like our hearts.
Exactly.
We're dead inside.
Victor Conti again denies providing steroids to Bonds, even though Bonds has said he got steroids from Conti.
Remember, Bonds gets roids from cunt.
Conti. Victor Conti continues to deny that he provided Barry Bonds with performance-enhancing drugs. Conti, who said when he went to prison in December that he had never discussed steroids with Bonds, much less given him any, reiterated that position on Friday's edition of USA Today. He admitted from prison that he provided the cream and clear to now illegal steroids distributed to the Bay Area Laboratory, cooperative to Bonds' personal trainer, Greg Anderson. I never gave him to Bonds, but I gave him to the guy who gave him to Bonds.
Ooh. It's like a pyramid scheme for steroids.
Exactly.
All right, Isaac Hayes quit South Park over Scientology episode.
His chocolate salty balls are no more.
Isaac Hayes has quit his role in Comedy Central's animated series South Park. Yeah, like there's a live-action fucking series. Where he's been made the voice of Chef since 1997. Nothing like blaxploitation. Hayes, an outspoken Scientologist, said there's a place in the world for satire. But there's a time when satire ends and intolerance and bigotry towards niggers and religious beliefs and others begins.
Did you just say niggers?
I don't know. I just felt the urge. Matt
Hold on.
Stone.
Stretch this one out because I got something for you on it.
Matt Stone, a co-creator of South Park, told the Associated Press This is 100% having to do with his faith of Scientology. He has no problems, and he's cashed plenty of checks with our show making fun of Christmas. Stone claimed that Hayes wants a different standing for religions other than his own. And to me, that is where intolerance and bigotry begin. Trey Parker had earlier... Could you hurry up, please? Trey... Oh, we got a call. Thank God. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Claude, you hung up on us.
What now?
You hung up on us earlier. What's up with that, man?
Yeah, I hung up on you. It felt really, you know, liberating to actually get a chance to hang up on Spankwagon.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. As I was reading...
He sees me looking at the button.
Yeah. Trey Parker had explained that Hayes was the only reason Zion... I gotta carry this on. You are a you know fucking religion like crazy. What do you think of the fact that Chef, or... Isaac Hayes just quit.
Hello,
over
Milo this. Crackers.
Well, I gotta be honest with you. When Ginny and I first heard this, we were very, very amazed because we thought only rich white people joined crazy-ass cults.
So now we know that Scientology...
What, have you never met a Southern Baptist?
Dude, there is a huge difference between Southern Baptists because there are white Southern Baptist church and there are black Southern Baptist church.
I have to hear one more fucking crack about Southern Baptist.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, is he a Baptist?
No, he's not unless something else has changed. Let's see. He leaves
no
Vegas.
No one around me is Southern Baptist except my mom.
Okay, what? Oh, your mom's Southern Baptist?
She was raised Southern Baptist, actually, yeah.
Nice.
Hmm, a lot of explanations are being answered right at this moment.
Or blaxploitations.
Yeah, right. Anyhow... No, I have to say honestly right there, I think that Matt Stone was absolutely right. I think that he was being really hypocritical about the whole South Park thing. But mm-hmm. I also got to say, I really don't think this was Isaac Hayes' decision. I think this is literally another Scientology brainwash thing. What had happened was they interviewed him, Isaac Hayes, a little while ago, and he actually said that he didn't mind. He understood that South Park makes fun of religions all the same.
Hey, you know, Claude, it's funny that you say that. If those of you would like to listen in, here's that clip.
Hey, my question's for Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you think? You're a Scientologist, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think about when Matt and Trey did that episode on South Park about Scientology?
Well, what? Was
with Cruz in the closet.
Well, yeah, that was a great episode. One thing I think last week, too.
Yeah, one thing about Matt and Trey. They lampoon everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take that shit serious, then I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge for $2.
Yeah. You got to realize what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what they do.
So he had no problem with it there on the air. It wasn't until, and that was on the Opie and Anthony show, it wasn't until he got back into the little Scientology Center there in Hollywood and they brainwashed the shit out of him and probably berated him for hours. How could you let him say that? How could you defend him? How could you defend him like that? We need more money to get the shit
you
out
know,
of
I got to be honest with you. If I were going to go ahead and do a Scientologist impersonation, it would probably be a whole lot meaner. It would probably be something like more along the lines of the rape scene from Pulp Fiction.
Mm.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, you said ooh. I said mmm.
I said ew. You go mmm. Like, it's like you just want to serve some ketchup on that shit. All right.
In all honesty, though, yeah, I got to say that I think it was totally hypocritical. I also believe that... Dude, that was not Isaac Hayes. I really think that was honestly a Scientology propaganda type thing.
It sounds about right, though. You're probably dead on accurate with that.
But I'm
especially because of that clip right there. And there was something else someone had said too, not someone had said that Isaac Hayes had said that fell in the exact same line that he didn't care, it didn't bother him at all. And there was something else to that effect as well that proved him wrong once again. But
I got thetons in my body.
Correct. Do what now?
I got thetons in my body. Something along those lines.
I have no idea what you just
He's
said.
Trying to be funny. Just ignore him like I do.
You cock.
Ignore him like you do.
Drink, boys.
Ignore
I
him like
cock.
Everyone else does. Anyhow, no, it's. I think it's complete propaganda. However, myself, I'm not too broken up about this because there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
How so?
Today, the official trailer looks like was released for Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, I saw that. I saw it. That movie is going to get Oscar nomination after Oscar nomination after Oscar nomination.
I am really excited to see Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane, dude.
Snakes on a Plane.
Holy shit.
I have no fucking clue what it's even about.
Motherfucking Snakes on a goddamn plane.
There it is.
That's right.
Snakes on a Plane.
Samuel L. Jackson.
First of all, he's a great actor, okay? Not only is he really versatile, man, but he's got some great fucking, the way he says shit and the types of one-liners he's always going to say. You know, he's got that going for him. Take that now with the fact it's a fucking going to be an action movie with a ridiculous goddamn plot line, all right? You put that shit together, and you've got basically the formula that gave us all great action films of the 1980s. That's why I honestly think Snakes on a Plane is really going to surprise a lot of people. Now, there's going to be a bad aspect of this. Everyone else is probably going to try to do shitty movies as well.
Rats on a plane, roaches on a plane, poisonous bunnies on a plane.
Snakes on a train.
For those of you that... Snakes on a train. For those of you who haven't been keeping up, Snakes on a Plane is a very simple movie. You have an assassin on a plane on his way to kill the president or kill a senator, I do believe.
No. The way the plot actually goes is it's a flight from Honolulu to Los Angeles. And Samuel L. Jackson is supposed to be like an FBI agent or a cop or some shit, is escorting a key witness for the prosecution of some mob boss. So the mob boss takes like crates with hundreds of poisonous and venomous snakes and shit and puts them on the airplane before it takes off and then releases them as soon as it's in like mid-flight once they're over the ocean in an effort to kill the witness.
So that's where you get the title, Snakes on a Plane. For those of you that haven't seen the trailer, please go and find it because it is the scene with him taking that snake and beating the guy with it on the stairs, that had me rolling.
Interesting. All right. Well, thank you, Claude.
As always.
And we will talk to you again next week.
You got it. Cool. Or whenever I feel like calling in.
Oh, okay. Or snakes maybe later today.
Plane.
I don't know.
Snakes on a plane.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Later, bro.
Bye. All right. So I think what we need to do for the Scientology people, or a little bit of songage dedicated to the...
Songage
dedicated to the Scientologies.
Scientologists.
We'll be back. Spank Wagon Radio.
Wake up, kid. It's 5:30. The youth ain't nothing really changing but the date. You a grand slammer, but you know Babe Ruth. You gotta learn how to relate. I'll be swinging from the pearly gate. I got all the answers, lo and behold, you got the right key, baby, but the wrong key, ho, yo. We'll be right back.
bugs in my bed, bugs in my ears, there are eggs in my head, bugs in my pockets, bugs in my shoes, bugs in the way I feel about you, bugs on my window, trying to get in, they don't go nowhere, waiting, waiting, bugs on my ceiling, crowded the floor, standing, sitting, kneeling, a few block the door, and now the questions. Kill them, become their friend. Do I eat them raw, well done? Do I trick them? I don't think they're dumb. Do I join them? Looks like that's the one. I got bugs on my skin. Tickle my nausea. I let it happen again.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
And welcome back. I'm Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
All right. I think, well, we only got a few minutes left, so you want to kind of get things done. At least I want to kind of get some things done.
I'd like to get my cock sucked.
But you ain't going to do that here, thank God.
I'm in with the out crowd. I'm in with the out crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to honor you, our faithful listeners, by giving you all Mad Props.
Dude, that is so creepy in my ears.
First up, let's give mad props to Chizad.
Mad props.
Choi.
Soy choi sauce props.
Digital Diva.
Correct answer to Shitty Mitty in the chat room props.
40.
Proof shots.
Jenny and Claude.
Connected at the... Oh, wait, you got one?
She's wearing the pants props.
Oh, I was going to say connected to the genitalia props.
Ooh, they make great Velcro.
God.
Josh XND.
Never says anything in the chat room, has different letters after his name every week props.
Pierre.
Faggot.
The Juke.
Getting drunk and not at his computer props.
Virtual One.
I got nothing props.
And Sam.
Son of props.
In the chat room, we just got a bunch of fun. We just got yelled at.
Stitch doesn't know if he's coming or going there, too.
I got to head to work, hee-hee.
Poof, and he's back.
All right.
Apparently work is living in a chat room.
Apparently. Yeah, you know, there's some people that this is probably near their job, or their job is to man a fucking chat room. So,
yeah, they're called
you got
chat
anything?
Hosts. Man, you know what? I got something.
All right.
And I know my audio sucks, but you're going to have to live with it.
All right.
Let me bring it up here. Guys, don't forget, we are going to be at the Buffalo Wild Wings tonight off of Durango and 95, about 9:30 or so. Myself and
Vegas time?
Yeah, exactly, Vegas time. Myself and Gorilla will be there, and maybe I can convince Mr. Trench to hang out for some chicken. All right, check this out.
Hey, we've got, like, Studio Troll in green here.
Uh-oh. Does she have green nipples tonight? Hey! Gotta love those.
Gotta love them.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rush Limbaugh.
They say that I'm sleazed and elitist. You please, everybody disagrees with my rap.
It is rap.
I'm horrendous. I'm appalling. My ratings now are falling because I'm so full of bull, so full of crap.
Full of crap.
With condescending tribes making money selling lies. You might say everybody hates my guts.
Hates his guts.
I'm offensive. I'm a bigot. I'm a fraud. Can you dig it? I'm a sexist, racist, homophobic, fat, pathetic tuts.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
I really am.
Because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class because I'm a fat conservative butthead with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a fat conservative butthead with the face of a horse's ass.
I have a subhuman figure, a huge rear end. My brain, that's another story.
It's quite another story.
I have a face the size of a wash tub. And my ass is as big as Missouri.
Yes! This bastard is sick. He's a fat, bald-faced pig. And his ass is as big as Missouri.
Yes, Toby Bob. Manipulating statements exaggerates the truth. I can't believe they hate my show. It's fine.
They hate his show.
It's not just because I'm stupid.
Oh, no.
It's not just because I'm scum.
Uh-huh.
It's just because Republicans are liars.
Those dirty, filthy liars.
Heartless. I am vain, insensitive, insane. They say that I'm a national disgrace.
Disgrace.
Nasty.
Yes.
Insulting.
No.
Basically revolting.
Uh-huh.
I'm a concentrated pile of human waste.
He's human waste.
Because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I really am, because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle classes. I'm a sick Republican sleazeball with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a sick Republican sleazeball.
So there you go. That's a little edit there. They put some of Rush's stuff together, and I heard that on the Randy Rhoads show today, and I had to go and find that. I thought that was pretty funny.
There you go.
I do have one other thing, and unfortunately it's visual, so the only person in the studio is going to be able to see it is you, but I would love to get your reaction to this live on the air.
Well, let's get the Studio Troll and also the engineer.
Studio Troll and
Studio
Mr.
Troll.
Engineer.
We need the Studio Troll and the engineer.
Paging the Studio Troll and engineer.
We need to get some reactions
White
here.
Courtesy phone, Studio Troll and engineer. Bring your ass on in here. No, you have to come to this side because you have to
see. It's a visual.
It's a visual thing. Oh, here she comes.
Hope it's not more than 4 minutes.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm getting tits on my arm. Nice.
This is taking for fucking ever, dude.
Way for fucking ever.
So we got this guy standing here. Here's a mousetrap on a table.
X-Files music. Yeah, very X-Files.
What's he going to do?
Folks, if you have a weak stomach, you might want to...
Stop watching this clip. He's
oh,
gonna,
my God.
He's going to take his scrotum and
oh
snap
my God.
It on a mousetrap.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Right,
wait, it gets better.
It gets worse?
Murphy, are you going to do this for me?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can't get it off. You got to open it, motherfucker.
Oh, he pulled it off.
He didn't even open it up first. He just, like,
straight. Oh, my God.
Off.
Ouch.
How the hell do you just yank a mousetrap off of your...
He just yanked a mousetrap off of his sack.
It's not like they snap it, but this is a good old snap and yank. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was a guy snapping his sack into a mousetrap there.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, for those of you who'd like to see that for yourself, you can go to foundrymusic.com and
what is wrong?
Look
what?
Up Mousetraps.
What? At least what tickets was he going for?
Actually, it was for tickets to a comedy show. I do believe it was, I don't think it wasn't Dane Cook.
Was it
Brian Regan. It was for Brian Regan.
Was
Regan
it at least
tickets.
A fucking decent show?
Oh, of course it was hilarious. But yeah, he did end up snapping his nuts on there.
Sorry, that shit just makes me queasy.
Yeah,
that.
I just wanted to get your reaction. I thought that was great. Look at that. He can't even put his legs together now.
I'm going to flinch anytime I walk down like rat control aisle or you know, fucking near a mouse. I'm like, oh, God.
What, have you ever been watching The Shield this season?
I don't watch TV.
You
I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't have time. I've got to fucking put shit together because, you know, you don't.
Oh, dude, that's wrong.
You know, you can't even get tits in the studio.
Oh, my God, dude. If you even saw...
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to present to you the booking agent... Murphy of Spankwagon Radio. The only tits we've been able to get in the studio, and there's nothing wrong with those tits, is the studio trolls.
Hey, we've had the Tiffany. We had Tiffany in the studio.
Where have they been lately?
I'm having a hard time getting a hold of Tiffany. Jessica will be coming back in. Our sexpert, she'll be coming back in soon.
Will we get tits out of her?
I hope so. I really do. And C, I think maybe we can get her in once again with those beautiful tits of hers.
Yeah, something. We need something here.
Dude, I'll fucking pay for the plane ticket for Blue Buddha to get her ass up here, I'm telling you.
Well, Blue Buddha, nice.
Those are fucking
I love
nice.
The chat room. Someone put a photo of neodymium magnets into the chat room. And yeah, 40 in the goes, once you get those magnets together, you'll never get them apart. I'll leave the storytelling up to Vert because I have had an experience with neodymium magnets.
Was it like the mousetrap?
Actually, it was, but it was on my forearm. It was right here on the back of my forearm.
Oof.
Holy shit, that's huge. If I ever had one of those crush me, I'd be dead.
That's the size of my hedgehog right there.
Dude, if that magnet, and it is palm sized, it will fill your palm. If you walk around with that, you will screw computers at least 10 feet away.
Nice.
I am. All right, it looks to be this time. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
I have been your host, Trencher.
And I have been Murphy.
We have a few people to thank for letting us come out in the air and do what we do. Big thank you, of course, to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, for allowing us the studio space. We do apologize about the server information screw-up, but hey, it'll be better next week.
And the giant red dildo behind us, thanks for that.
Jesus. Big thank you to our syndicates, Extreme Radio 1077, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host, Mega Rock Radio, Radio For Me, and Extreme Radio.
Extreme.
Big thank you to some of our friends, All-Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion and VFTP. Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
And I've been Murphy.
And we've had a lot of fun this evening. Join us next week. Check out your syndicate for Playtimes.
Also, don't forget, guys, we will be at the Buffalo Wild Wings this evening in about a half hour, about 9:30 or so at Durango and the 95. Feel free to come on out. Myself and Gorilla will be there. Look for the big monkey motherfucker with a pair of giant crutches.
Till next week, see ya!
Retards, out!
Just as I created your mind. from Las Vegas.